Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So let's talk about the healing power of stem cells. Foot and ankle surgeon and member of the Scientific Advisory Board for Runner's World Magazine, Dr. Richard Braver is here with me today. He utilizes stem cell treatments for a lot of common injuries. Dr. Braver, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Well, thank you.
So from your site, I like your website's name, drrun.com. I'm going to quote you from your site here. You say the goal of stem cell therapy and some of the other therapies you are using is to allow for patients to heal from injuries using the body's own healing mechanisms as opposed to traditional surgery. So what exactly is let's keep it simple and start there. What exactly is a stem cell and how does it help my body heal itself?
Well, a lot of stem cells are made within the bone marrow, and we can actually take these stem cells, which differentiate into different parts of the body. In other words, they have the ability to replicate into cartilage or into bone or into tissues. And this allows us to use these stem cells, put it in an area where we want to regenerate tissue and see those results, thereby speeding up the healing process.
Yes. So the human body has, as an adult, we have kind of a stockpile, right, of these cells that come from the bone marrow, which is within the depths, the deeper parts of long bones, right? And these cells have the potential of really becoming just about anything, correct?
That's right. What we've done is we actually draw some of the bone marrow out of either the hip bone or the long bone of the leg. And within a few minutes, I could aspirate, draw out some of this fluid in this syringe, actually put it through a filter process, and draw out these, we call them mesenchymal stem cells, take them and put them into an area of non-union. For instance, some fractures just don't heal. They have a poor blood supply, maybe there's some comorbidities associated with that fracture, or we put them in defects in bones. For instance, the ankle bone may have a hole in the bone for some reason, there's a weakness. We can actually inject this right into that site, sometimes. We'll call autograft, we've taken it from someone's heel and mixed it together, plug up that little hole, and by putting mesenchymal stem cells, and we call this bone marrow aspirate, and we mix that together, put it in there, and you'll see regeneration of bone way quicker than without doing this.
So if you go, by the way, listeners, if you go to drrun.com, you'll see a list of the different types of procedures he does. And this one on the site, I think, is labeled as BMAC, bone marrow aspirate concentrate. Is that correct, Dr. Braver?
That's correct. It's because we've taken the bone marrow, filtered it, taken out some of the fat and other byproducts that we don't want, put in a centrifuge, and the heavier cells go to the bottom, and we take them out, and that's what we re-inject into the body's parts. And this is a totally natural product. It's your blood. Right. Your bone marrow that we're spinning down and reinserting it into the body. So there's absolutely no chance of rejection. There's no contraindications. There's minimally, minimal risk factors here. So again, it's an all-natural way to allow your body to heal, particularly in things like non-unions. Again, those are bones that just don't heal after a fracture, say, for defects in the bones. These are all natural ways to get the body to heal itself quicker than if it wasn't incorporated in that that method.
And so these stem cells, when you take them from the bone marrow and then you introduce them into a different environment, whether it's a bone, joint, wherever that injury is, it's the environment that you're injecting these cells that can potentially become anything. It's the environment that then influences how they develop into that bone or cartilage or whatever it may be. Is that kind of the theory?
That's correct. And sometimes we mix this with cortical fibers, which are demineralized flakes of bone, mix it together. It acts like a sponge to absorb this bone marrow aspirate, put it into your defect, and that maintains it there so that it can not move out of this specific spot. Sometimes you can mix it with cartilage and put them in other areas to replicate and to produce new cartilage. There's a lot of research going on now with cartilage replication, and a lot coming down the pike. So certainly stay tuned for the cartilage regeneration process.
So is this really just reserved stem cell therapy? Is it really reserved for the more severe injuries, like you say, a non-union fracture, or does this have application to some everyday bumps and bruises that some of us, get? I do a lot of running, and I keep re-injuring an old ankle injury over and over again. I mean, is that something I could look into as well, even though there's no fracture there, or is it really just for the serious stuff?
Well, this bone marrow aspect, we're reserving more for bone injuries and cartilage injuries. We know that some fractures, like there's one called a Jones fracture at the base of the fifth metatarsal, that's that little bone on the side of your foot that people say sticks out, not by the pinky toe, but kind of in the midfoot on the outside of your foot. And when they fracture, that has a poor blood supply. So we would always incorporate this to that area so that we don't end up with a non-union. Now, the cousin of bone marrow aspirate, which I might add, is full of what they call growth factors, which are nothing more than proteins that enable your body to heal itself. This is the cascade of events that set off that allows your body to heal itself. All these proteins go in, and they reformulate, for instance, vasculature to the area. So the little nooks and crannies of the bones, when they fracture, they first have an infusion of these blood vessels going in there. And so that's formed by these proteins, these growth factors. So once that occurs, now bone can be laid down after the blood flow is restored there. Now, that's for bone. For soft tissues, we would have its cousin called PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma. We'd use that more commonly in the injuries such as plantar fasciitis, that's the strain of the bottom of the foot, which is the most common injury there is, right? And sports injury and walking injury, it's called plantar fasciitis. We would use the PRP injection, which is also full of these growth factors, not as many as the bone marrow aspirate, but still plenty to speed up the healing process. So these are things that we do very routinely.
So when you actually look at the success of these types of therapies, whether it's the stem cell or the plasma, how do they compare to some of the more traditional therapies? Or does traditional therapy really offer, plantar fasciitis, other than, anti-inflammatories, there's not much we really do for that. So are you finding a lot of great success with these therapies? Are they superior than traditional ways to heal bones and cartilage and soft tissue?
Certainly PRP has been around for several years. We've had terrific success with it because we don't use it as a first line of defense. We have to, practice as a sports podiatrist. I have to practice the standard of care, which is going to be, stretching, heating, icing, maybe giving a cortisone injection, which is not all natural, as you know, and it's more temporary. However, when people come in to me, and it's not, unoften that people come in after seeing, another doctor or two or having this problem for a few months, they finally break down, come to the doctor's office, we have to be a little more aggressive with this. They've already had an injection. They've already worn, good shoes. We can make them an orthotic, and of course that reduces the potential for more injury because it stops the strain, of course, but it can't get rid of the inflammatory process that they already have. So if we want to stimulate healing in a body that has stopped healing, which is more integrative, if a person comes in after six months of having this pain, it's not going to heal. Chances are healing is 50-50 maybe. So I've got to reinitiate the healing process by damaging that tissue, right? When we do the PRP, it's not just giving an injection of PRP, which most of the studies were done just give an injection, and they compared it to placebos, and they said, well, they both kind of work the same. But no, you need to irritate the tissue to start an inflammatory process, give the PRP, which is nothing more than growth factors, and we inject it, and it could be seven or eight more times than the normal PRP that goes down there with your body.
There's a lot of steps to this, Dr. Braver. We're going to have to end it there, but I really appreciate you coming on. The website is www.drrun.com, drrun.com. Go check it out. He lists all this kind of stuff for there. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.